AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Less than half an hour now until the markets open here in the U.S., and after yesterday's 469-point slide in the Dow, it's anybody's guess what will happen today. Standard & Poor's chief investment strategist Sam Stovall isn't using the R word, but others are, he says.
I think the real problem is that now investors in the U.S. are worrying that the U.S. itself is headed toward recession, possibly dragged bound by China or of its own accord.
Dow futures have been up this morning. It doesn't look as if the turmoil in the financial markets is affecting your job prospects very much. Businesses added 190,000 jobs last month, up from July's number. Law enforcement officers from across the Chicago area are streaming into the tiny nearby community of Fox Lake to search for three men suspected in the killing of a police officer. He apparently was chasing the men on foot when he was shot and left to die. Last night, a crowd gathered to show support for police officers. Resident Dan Bramnick was holding a sign that read, "Police Lives Matter."
One of them came by earlier and, I mean, almost with tears in his eyes, shook my hand and said thank you. I mean, he shook all of our hands.
The dead officer, Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glinowitz, was 52 years old and had four sons. Half an hour now until the first hearing for six Baltimore police officers accused in the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died in police custody. AP correspondent Juliet Linderman.
Six Baltimore police officers have been criminally charged in connection to the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died a week after suffering a critical spinal injury while in police custody.
One issue prosecutors and defense attorneys will be raising today is whether the prosecutor should remove herself from the case. This is AP Radio News. Woohoo! It's almost here. All-day breakfast at McDonald's. Our Julie Walker's got this.
McDonald's has been testing all-day breakfast in select markets this year. Come October 6th, items like Egg McMuffins, pancakes, sausage burritos, fruit and yogurt parfaits, hash browns, and biscuits will be available anytime, although the exact menu will vary in different markets. McDonald's has been looking for a boost as sales at U.S. stores have fallen for seven straight quarters, and the company hasn't replaced its dollar menu with anything equally compelling. Julie Walker, New York.
President Obama now just one Senate vote shy of being able to declare success on the Iran nuclear deal. Democrats Bob Casey of Pennsylvania and Chris Coons of Delaware say they now support the deal. That means President Obama now has 33 votes in the Senate. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.